Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Happy to have with us the coach of the Nashville Predators, Peter Laviolette. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine. Yeah, the playoff exit, I know, is still fresh in everybody's minds right now. When you look back, say, in a few weeks at the season, will you maybe feel a little differently about it, you know, just in terms of what all did get accomplished this year?
I think always when it ends the way it did, the first few days are always the toughest. The guys did a really good job, I think, at just setting a plan and charting a course on what they wanted to do. And when that doesn't happen, there's always that sense of disappointment that goes on. But, as you get away from it, it's still going to be what it's going to be. It's going to be a good regular season. It's going to be we're going to leave the playoffs disappointed about what happened. And, eventually, I think as you move through the summer and get really past it, you're talking into June, then the training and the workouts start to really kick up, and August players will start coming back. So over time, I think it'll be in the rearview mirror, but it's still pretty fresh right now, probably for everybody.
Why do you feel like the second line struggled like it did and had trouble producing in the playoffs? Not like what you would have wanted to in those two playoff rounds.
Yeah, I think through the course of a season, there can be a player or a line or whatever it is. There's always peaks and valleys, and you hope that, as the end of the season comes, you catch the peaks at the right time. There was games where I thought maybe they were off just a little bit. There was also some games they played, especially in the second round, where I thought that they might have been our most productive line, mm-hmm. short of putting the puck in the net. And they had chances, and I remember one game Kyle hit the post, Kevin hit the post. They were almost on empty nets. They had lots of chances, lots of zone time, lots of things going on, and couldn't get it to bounce. Couldn't get it to drop, and I believe sometimes that, that happens. You hope you don't catch it during the playoffs, and for that line there, it was just a little bit more difficult, I think, trying to get on the scoreboard.
You still feel good about your top defense pairs, and what might you look to do for that third pairing?
Nothing. I mean, we're comfortable with the players that we have in place. Thought Yannick, when he came back, did a terrific job. Matty Irwin always gives us great minutes. Tony Boteto, we know what we got with Tony. He's a good two-way defenseman, and he provides great depth in the organization. Whenever he was in there, he did a good job. The top four, I think, they speak for themselves. I don't think you're going to see a lot of change or a lot of movement inside of who we are as a group. We're really comfortable with our team and certainly comfortable with our back end.
We're on with head coach Pete Laviolette. I guess, Pete, first and foremost for me is, as a coach, you always second guess yourself. Which of those Jets games, maybe not the last game, that you feel like, man, you really let this slip away, and it's one that you're going to get some sleepless nights over, and you go, man, you just kind of bang your head. We should have got that when we let it slip away.
Yeah. If you wanted to like open up every game and dissect it, they're all a different tale. Like they tell a different story. That I think though, I'm not going to look back with regret on this one. I did lose sleep over it, but for me, game one really stung because I think you need to, through the course of any sporting event, right? You need to go out and do the right things. And hopefully when you go out and do the right things, by the way you play the game, it'll lead to a win at the end of the night. And we did so many good things inside of that game one, and it didn't come our way. So that was, I think, frustrating. But I think the ones that will keep me up and the ones that we look back with regret on would probably be games three and games five, where it was just a period of time. Game three, that second period, we had a 3-0 lead. So obviously that's disappointing. They're a good club, and they're capable of coming out and doing damage like that. They picked up their game. Ours dropped a little bit in that second period, and they got some energy in their building and able to score a lot of goals, and that one ended up costing us a game. And then there was probably a 12 or 13 minute segment, from the second half of the second period into the first shift of the third period that That game got away from us in game five. So I'm looking back, those are probably the two that stand out the most for me that really slipped.
Being the novice hockey guy that I am, I guess, give me your evaluation from regular season to playoff, the last two seasons, of how you evaluate Pecorine.
I would think he's probably going to win the Norris Trophy this year. Mm-hmm. So you're talking the best goaltender in the National Hockey League. Right. You know, we went into the playoffs, and like I said, we ended up going through Colorado. I think, I don't know if people outside of our organization, if you're from Nashville, were expecting a 10-0 win inside of that Colorado game and sweeping four straight, but I think realistically that's probably not going to happen. They're a good young team. They improved by 45 points, and they're going to be a lot to handle next year, in my opinion. But we got through them. I thought Pex did a good job. There was times in the Winnipeg series, and now we're playing the second-best team in the league, and it's going to go back and forth. They're a high-scoring team. They're good defensively. I thought that Pex played some great hockey. And then there's times where I thought that we needed to be better in front of him. There was too many times where, like, you go back to that third period, so the second period in game three, where we weren't very good defensively in front of him, especially in those 4-on-4 areas where they scored two goals. Like, it's hard to fault Pex on those when you're talking about backdoor tap-in one-timers with no coverage on the guy who's shooting the puck in the net. So I think there's things that we got to take responsibility for as a team, as we played in front of him. When we put the defense in front of him, we did a good job as a team. You saw the results of that in game four and game six. So I thought Pex is, I thought he's been rock solid for us. Like I said, he had a great year last year. His playoffs were outstanding and played strong enough to help this team get to the Stanley Cup Finals. This year there's a good chance that he's going to win the Vezina Trophy as the best goaltender in the league. And, you know, as it turns out, we lose seven games to number one played number two in the playoffs, and number two won in seven games. And if there's anything that we look at defensively, it doesn't necessarily come down to just Pekka trying to put it on his shoulders like he did a couple of days ago. It comes down to what could we have done better as a group.
Peter, as you know, Rod Brind'Amour got the head coaching job at Carolina, a guy that was on your Stanley Cup winner with the Hurricanes.
Right.
And he was asked, which coach will he most try to emulate? And he said, I played for 17 coaches, but it's Peter Laviolette whose mold I'm going to use. That's a pretty nice compliment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Roddy's such a great guy. And you know, you never know what's going to happen, whether somebody wants to get into coaching or not. I joke around with our players sometimes in meeting. I'm like, who's coming with me? Who's coming on my staff? You know, I asked Mike Fisher, and he declines quickly all the time. And you don't know what player is going to do. And I think Rod got caught in a situation where he retired. He still loved the game. He was always passionate about the game, a smart hockey player. He got into coaching, and I don't know if it was full bore right away, but he got into it and he got a little bit of the bug, and now he's put in his time and he's really learned and tried to hone his craft. And I think it's a nice compliment what he said. I truly think that at the end of the day, you take a lot of different things from a lot of different people, even I do, whether it's something that you want to try to emulate or something that you don't. And you learn, and you can always have that information to help you grow as a coach. But at the end of the day, it's probably your own identity, your own beliefs, your own thoughts. You know, you're going to have to get in there and slug it out. So I'm sure Rod's going to do great just because he's a passionate guy. He's a smart guy. I think he'll communicate well with the players, and wish him the best of luck.
Coach Peter Laviolette from the Nashville Predators, we'll wish you the best of luck going forward. We appreciate your time this morning. Overall, congrats on a terrific season, and looking forward to down the road here.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a great morning.
Okay, you do the same. Thanks, Coach.